Oh, the chase. It's addictive chasing women and trying to win them over. It's going to give you that rush of feel-good hormones, feelings and emotions which are just incredibly overpowering. Because when a lady's interested in you, you feel like the man. You are going to feel powerful and like you can do pretty much anything. I get it, I really do. But the problem is that chasing a lady does not always work. Sometimes you don't realise, but you are actually chasing girls away, and that girl could have been the one. It's amazing, but when you stop chasing ladies, you actually start to have more luck, or at least more luck with those high value ladies that you should be dating. So in today's video, I'm going to give you 6 reasons why men should not chase the ladies and how you can stop chasing today. Like and subscribe and get ready. Talk about the reasons why men should not be chasing the women. You will have more self-confidence if you stop. We talk a lot on this channel about needing to have self-confidence when you are trying to attract a lady. It's something you should never overlook. Now, the same goes when it comes to chasing a lady. It's a negative pattern of behavior that requires confidence for you to break. You need to believe that you are good enough for her and that she should naturally be attracted to you. It's not something that you need to force upon her. Now, this sounds very kind of spiritual, but it's a very easy concept. Every time we get rejected or forgotten about, we lose some of our confidence. It just kind of disappears. And this is why it's important that we know how to build ourselves back up and gain confidence again. Because our confidence should not rely on what other people think or what they do. It's something that happens on the inside. So I'm sure you are thinking, okay, I need confidence to break this negative cycle of chasing women, but how do I actually get that confidence though? It's pretty simple. 2 easy exercises that you can do every day. The first one, looking at yourself in the mirror and telling yourself one thing that you like about yourself. Another is writing these things down every morning or even in the afternoon. The act of writing something down makes your brain actually believe it more, so it's more powerful than just verbalizing it. One other thing that you can do to gain confidence is to overcome situations. Let's say, for example, if a girl that you are seeing finishes with you, then you might immediately crumble and feel like you are just not good enough. Instead, try to be mentally stronger and stay composed. This act of doing the opposite of what you would normally do will rewire your brain and help you to gain confidence. Make sure you have set some goals and then achieve them. Personal accomplishments and keeping the promises that you make to yourself will drastically improve your confidence. When you start oozing this uber confidence, you will start to notice that girls come flocking towards you. You will have more time to focus on your life's mission. Again, we're going straight in with the goals. Focus on what your life mission is and things that you need to do to achieve just that. For example, maybe you want to own your own business, which is something that you can achieve. So stop waiting for the right time because it will never arrive. Instead, you jump straight in even if you feel uncomfortable and take that risk. You will really want it to succeed so that you will work extra hard to make sure it does. This focus will mean that you have less time to chase ladies when you're busy doing something else. You are going to be so busy doing something productive with your time, therefore you grow as a person and gain more self-confidence. This will also make you more attractive to potential dates because you will be driven, hardworking, and these are sexy things that every lady loves about a guy. So work out what is your mission in life or set yourself some goals you would like to achieve and then easily start working towards them. You will stop wasting your time on girls who are not interested. When you chase women, the ones that you end up getting are normally the lower value ladies. They might enjoy being chased and they put up a good fight and it's really anticipatingly exciting, but once you win them over, they are suddenly not interested and they just back away. This is someone you do not want. You want a lady who is high value and is super interested in you for you. Often you will think that you are doing an okay job because you are picking up some ladies, but After a while, you will realise that the girls you have don't really last long term. They leave and then you have to start all over again, trapped in a super negative cycle. Instead, focus on being the best version of yourself, literally you 2.0, and that way you can attract those high value ladies as opposed to the low value ones that don't last. You don't need to change the way that you chase ladies to attract them. It's pretty simple, but kind of hard to do. You've got to stop chasing altogether. You will regain some power in the relationship. This is the final reason as to why men should not be chasing women. When you stop chasing, you stop looking desperate. You probably never realized it, but yeah, you are desperate for chasing someone. And then you start to regain some of that power within your own relationships. You start to not be a pushover type person that is always available for a woman. Instead, your time is so precious, you heavily consider who you spend your time with. So spend time doing other things that are more inwards focused, which will take up more time and give you less time to chase. You will honestly be amazed at how much better you feel when you stop chasing, how much more confidence you have, and of course, how many more ladies you have lining up for you when you are ready, because again, you still need to be getting on with your own thing, even if there's a queue of ladies outside your front door. So let's talk about how to stop chasing the ladies. Give a lady space to miss you. Chasing ladies means that they never have time to miss you. You are always around when they need you and only ever one message away. You need to get them to miss you. This shows you if they really are that interested because, well, they will stick around. It also means that you are not chasing them. They will miss you, you reignite the passion, and they come back to you. Let's say, for example, if you have been seeing a girl for a while and you are crazy about her, then you have to start pumping those brake pedals. Don't message her first and do not be available whenever she needs you. A great way to do this is to tell her that you're going to be away for a week and you are going to be incredibly busy. Then you have a week where she doesn't expect you to contact her, but that is the perfect time because she gets to miss you for those 7 days. Don't text or call girls all day. You need to stop doing this. You might have a few girls that you are dating and you text them throughout the day, going from girl to girl, using all of your time on chasing. It's actually a waste of your time and, like we said before, makes you look extremely desperate. This is not what you want. You want to be powerful and respected by a high value lady. So, gents, put the phone down, back away, and find something else more important to fill your time, because dating is not the biggest thing in the world. It really isn't. Think about the type of lady that you really want. To help you stop chasing ladies, you need to think about the type of lady that is good for you. And I don't mean just a one-night stand. I mean the type of lady that you want to settle down with and actually share a life with. Have a think. What does she look like? What does she smell like? What does she do as a job? Does she have a job? Is she a freelancer? Is she self-employed? Does she work for a big company? What type of friends does she have? What does she like to do in her spare time? And what type of common interests would you guys share? And really be specific. You need to spend some time thinking about this. It's so important, and so many guys don't do this. You will realize after some time that the type of ladies you have been chasing are probably not anything like the dream lady that you have in your head. Now, if you want this dream high value lady in your life, stop chasing, because like we said before, you will only end up with the wrong person who is low value and completely a waste of your time. You need to wait and see who comes along. You need to practice that patience and trust that the most amazing lady will want to be your partner. If you think I missed something from today's video, let me know down in the comments. Give me a huge thumbs up and consider subscribing to make my day. But if you want to get your name rolling up next to my face, like these amazing people's names here, then all you have to do is click the link in the description bar below to find out a little bit more. Have an amazing day. See you soon.